Welcome back to Focus. Terry James joined for Mayor on the Air by Aledo Mayor Chris Haglock. Hello, Mayor.
Hello. Good morning.
I've got spring fever because it's coming very, very soon.
It's sure starting to feel like.
And we've been waiting long enough, let me tell you. Mayor, there's money that is coming to Aledo, a grant that we applied for. Isn't that right?
We actually, Ameren, Illinois reached out to us. Apparently, we are in that income level that they can support grants with the city of Aledo. And they gave us $50,000 to use towards electrification. So that can be used either towards electric vehicles or electric charging stations.
Oh, I thought it was like when my dad made me hold the electric fence. I thought that was electrification.
It could have been, yeah. That's for sure. It'd be different than today's electrification, for sure.
Well, and this will be important as, I mean, we've heard the talk back and forth about electric vehicles, but someday they are coming, and it's nice to have that infrastructure in place.
Right, and you know, you talk to anybody on the street and they're either going to have an opinion that yes, I'd like to have an electric vehicle at some point, or we don't need it, or so on and so forth. And the city council is the same way. You know, we have differing opinions, and right now we're in the research stage of that, and we're going to discuss whether we want to buy an electric vehicle or do we want to put some charging stations in our community, which, as you know, then would support visitors.
So we hope they recharge in Aledo.
And we have no charging stations within probably a 30, 40 minute radius of here.
You know, that's a very good point. Yes. That's a very good point. Well, good to hear that, Mayor. We also want to talk about some good news that Central Park Grooves is coming back. People love Central Park Grooves.
I sure hope so. Yes. We are putting together the talent for this year. I can tell you right now those dates. And what I do know is June 21st will be the first Central Park Grooves, and that will be a band called Far Out 283.
Okay, I like that.
So
I bet they're far out.
They probably
far out, man.
They probably are. they are a blues rock band from the Quad City area. And then on July 19th, we have the Tail Fins, which are very popular.
I've heard of them. Very good reviews.
A classic rock and roll band that delivers 1950s through 1980s stuff. So that's exciting for those folks. August 16th will be Ten of Soul.
I've heard of them as well.
Yes, and we all know Ten of Soul, 10-piece band specializing in soul, funk, and R&B classics. So that's exciting.
When do these Central Park Grooves in Central Park start?
Well, that's a good question.
I thought I would ask.
So actually, that runs from 6:30 to 9:30. The music starts at 7, ends around 9 o'clock. And you can bring beverages of your choice into Central Park. You can't have them opened outside of Central Park. But you can BYOB. You can go to the local restaurants and taverns that serve. You can pick something up, bring it to Central Park, and enjoy it a half an hour before the concert up to a half an hour after. A fourth event on September the 13th, and that is actually going to be part of that Ride 17 that we had been doing in October.
Yes, big music fest.
They're moving it up to September 13th, and we are going to have the featured act for that, and it is going to be announced at Rhubarb Fest.
All right, well, I can't wait, and that really goes right into five questions. Are you ready, Mayor?
I am not.
Let's do it anyway, and that leads into my first question. What is 94 days away?
Oh, no. Is it Rhubarb Fest?
Yes. I mean, really, we are getting there.
It's creeping up on us, isn't it?
Yeah, and when is daylight savings time for question number two?
That, believe it or not, is this coming weekend.
It is. Sunday morning at 2 a.m., set your alarm, get up, and then set your clocks forward. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Let's see here. Oh, I did find this, and this was new to me. What restaurant / walk-up window type place was first? They had their first location in the nation in Aledo.
It has to be Tasty Freeze.
It was Tasty. Did you know they were the first Tasty Freeze?
I was told that, yes.
I found that too. Well, the internet says it's correct as well.
There you go.
All right, let's see here. What have I? 1, 2, 3. Oh, is it true that plants grow faster because it's spring?
Oh, I can't believe that at all.
Yes.
It is true.
It's because of the sunlight. Oh, more sunlight, of course. Although this winter we've had enough. We've had a lot of sun. And let's see. Final question. What comes up on March 22nd this year?
Oh, I'm excited for another bid for bargain.
You got it. And you'll be hearing more about that in the coming days. Mayor Chris Haglock, thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you.
And this has been Focus.